Nicolina.
Oli to makani, matola ripota, papiro de brini,
great stuff there.
Yeah, that's, I believe...
it's a Warner Brothers cartoon?
No, that is Stuart, Kevin, and Bob singing Jingle Bells.
They sound like Jewish guys trying to sing Christmas. I love it.
Are they doing Yiddish?
No, that's Minionese. Yeah. That's the Minions. They're Minionese.
Yeah, they've been here forever, those Minions. That was the original language.
Yes, it was. It's actually a combination of all languages on Earth. Seriously.
They are amazing, these Minion fellows. But again, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July special. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer, Eric Reinert. And of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Summertime, it's hot, so go down to 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix, or give him a call at 602-956-3781 and visit him online at alexandersautorepair.com.
He doesn't have any Minions working on the cars there, does he?
If I go to his website, will he fix my car online?
Oh,
yeah, just for you, Eric. There's a special way. It just goes right through the internet waves.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
The internet's become very good lately.
The internet is very interesting.
Yes, it
is. This internet.
Yeah,
I'm choking on a pretzel.
I believe that, I don't know if she's got internets on her phone, but our attorney, Doris Markovic, has got a new cell phone.
Your attorney.
She's our attorney. Well, my attorney.
Is she representing us now?
No, but she's just our legal expert.
We need representation to protect ourselves against her.
Actually, maybe she could do that. She's so dumb. Maybe she would. Sorry, Doris. I know. I'm just playing. Hopefully she's not listening.
It was a joke.
Right,
I think she listens.
Yeah, get
show.
Some jokes, Doris. Get some jokes.
Right. But Minions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not working on cars because they're a little bit clumsy, but they have been around for a very long time. Of course, Minions Stuart, Kevin, and Bob are recruited by supervillain Scarlett Overkill, voiced by Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Why
didn't they get a real Scarlett to voice it, like Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, that's true.
Wouldn't that have made more sense?
But, okay.
I was staying up all night wondering that myself.
It's quite complicated.
Yeah.
Who, alongside her inventor husband, Herb, voiced by John Hamm.
Herb or Herb?
Well, it's... Herb.
Like, is he a vegetable, or is his name Herb?
Herb.
There you go.
All right.
So do you smoke it, or is it a herb?
It's a herb.
It's a herb.
Herb.
That's your clarification.
So he must be an old fellow.
They hatch a plot to take over the world. So basically, this takes us... This is a prequel.
Yeah.
A spinoff / prequel to Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2.
Okay.
Now, you liked those films, right?
I did. Yeah, very much.
Eric, I assume, never saw them.
Very, very good.
Very good assumption there.
Yeah.
I did not care for the first Despicable Me at all.
Well, you know, had my kids been the same age as Greg's child.
Yeah.
Back in those days when my kids were that young, yes, I had to see all those films like that.
Well, again, Minions is on track for $120 million.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean it's good, does it?
It doesn't mean it's good. And I'll tell you if it's good or not. But it also says that I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who are seeing Minions just because they like the, you know.
I want somebody to call in and tell me they've seen it and tell me a non-film critic viewpoint of the whole thing.
Okay.
602-252-1480.
Yes, if you have seen Minions... Regardless if you've seen Minions, give us a call, 602-252-1480. But especially if you are not a film critic, and especially if you don't have kids, and you've seen Minions.
There you go, that's even better.
Then give us a call, 602-252-1480.
If you were so lonely that you had to go see that film by yourself. So how much money is it making?
It's going to make $120 million.
Okay, I want to talk to somebody who contributed to that $120 million.
Yes, someone who contributed to that. Give us a call, 602-252-1480. So I didn't care for the first Despicable Me at all.
Okay.
And the Minions really annoyed me. They are my least favorite part.
Oh, I think they're great.
Just listening to that last song was really annoying.
It's really annoying. The voices...
You sound just like them.
But yeah, thank you very much. But Despicable
Only
Me
99% of the time, Greg.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's right.
We got to find that 1%.
Yeah.
Or 0.1%. So the second Despicable Me, I actually kind of liked. I actually gave it a thumbs up. Yeah. I liked the romantic subplot. Remember how there was a little bit of a romantic subplot in the sequel?
It was love. Yeah.
I liked that. The Minions still annoyed me. But other people were saying that Minions were their favorite part of the movie, both movies. Minions, The movie is all superficial laughs and no underlying substance at all.
That's okay.
That's true. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, anyone who has ever been entertained by a Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Have you ever seen a Burt Reynolds film? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and just keeping it in cartoons as well, because we're all thinking like Pixar has all these deep messages and everything with Inside Out, and that's doing, you know, terrifically at the box office.
Loved it, yeah.
And it is a very good movie. But, you know, there's also some value in Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote or Tom and Jerry, right? Where's the substance in any of that?
It's just Tom and Jerry.
It's just entertainment. Three Stooges, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well,
it's
love the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
I like the movie. I didn't care for the.
You like the movie?
Yeah, I like the movie. I don't like the.
Oh
old.
My God, really? I'm you sorry. Like the movie?
They are making a sequel.
You don't
by
like?
The way.
We don't need that. The original Three Stooges are the best.
Yeah. I didn't care.
Then
I don't
Shemp
know.
Came in and he was okay too, but
who?
Shemp.
Who's that?
The other guy.
He took place. He took Curly's place.
Curly died.
He did.
Yeah.
Did you know all four of them were brothers?
I thought there was only three.
There were three, and then Curly died, and Shemp came in and took over.
Yes. And they were really brothers in real life?
All four of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there was Curly Joe.
Are you guys messing with me?
I don't think he wasn't a brother. No.
He wasn't a brother?
No.
Oh, okay. No. He was white?
I believe he was.
That was good. Yeah. That was a good one. But, you know, granted, there is a world of difference between this movie, Minions, and Inside Out. But there is undoubtedly a case for both animated adventures' existence.
Mm-hmm.
What Minions lacks in significance, it more than makes up for in silliness, thereby producing a delightfully diverting hour and a half for audiences of all ages.
It's a delight?
It is a delight.
Good.
So, you know, Eric, I don't think that you would particularly like Minions, but I think if you were, if it came on TV and you were like, okay, you know what, nothing else is on, I think you might find yourself getting like kind of entertained by it.
I have to correct myself. It was Mo, Shemp, and Curly who were brothers.
Oh, so
and Larry was not a brother.
Oh, Larry was not a brother.
Larry Fine.
Larry Fine.
Right. Yes. He was fine.
Apparently.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Very good.
Right up until he died.
Well, Minions. I think that. Mason will absolutely love the movie.
He will, yeah.
I think that you, since you liked the first two and you liked the Minions, I think that you're going to love it as well.
Yeah.
I liked it. I'm giving it a thumbs up. It's weird that you can have a group of characters in one movie as a very small part and think that they're annoying, and you give them their own movie, and it's kind of, you know, I bought it. I liked it. I dug it. Mm-hmm.
Judging by the fact that nobody called, either we have no listeners or nobody actually went and saw that movie.
It's possible. Either that or our listeners are too shy. There's another option there.
Trust me, our listeners are not shy.
Our listeners would have called about the whole Doris situation, but we got emails instead.
They're lazy.
Quite a few of them.
So these people that wrote emails, you're calling them lazy.
Well, maybe they weren't near a phone. Maybe all they had was a computer.
Some people like to write things.
Maybe all they had was their iPad.
That's true. And maybe someone's driving and they don't want to call about it.
Right. They're writing on their iPad. They're writing emails while driving.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
Scary.
We got emails last week during the show.
I know.
Very
good.
Another reason why I'll definitely like this is Michael Keaton, of course, has a voice.
Yeah, he's a very small part. Allison
Doesn't
Janney's
matter.
Part is small as well.
Okay.
The main voices here, aside from the Minions, of course, are Sandra Bullock and John Hamm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but everyone else, you know, there's Allison Janney and Michael Keaton. They got a small
I'm
part.
I'm floating in space.
Help me.
But so I'm saying, go see Minions, especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
The only unfortunate situation here is, and this is kind of the same sort of story for Inside Out, though.
Yeah.
The marketing is the biggest thing. I mean, and any animated film nowadays, it's more about the marketing than it is.
You don't like the marketing with this?
I don't like the toys and stuff.
Because you went to McDonald's to pick up your toy and you didn't like it?
And then it started cursing at me. Right.
He got miffed because the kids' meal only comes with four nuggets.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, there's that, and they charge, I guess, for sweet and sour. But the thing about this is maybe the minion was just upset because he's like, oh, there's my new boy, Joseph. And then he saw Frozen, and he's like, oh, no, this guy's going to eat me or something like that.
No, yeah. But I don't know. It's just one of those things where, you know, parents who are going to take their kids to see Minions, all of a sudden they are going to get their kids saying, I want a minion. I want a minion doll, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So,
Toys R Us, I was there last night, has minion stuff everywhere, of course.
Yeah, the world is painted yellow. Banana?
Okay.
Banana?
Yeah. You want the banana? Woo-hoo.
Banana?
I don't get it.
Banana?
What are we doing?
Eric, banana?
Well, Greg, it's obviously an inside joke from the movie, which How we have not seen.
And it's from the original, from the other ones, too. They like banana.
I don't remember.
They say banana.
Like banana.
Okay.
You want the banana? Woo-hoo.
Not that. No, they're not monkeys.
Is that an adult joke that's
I don't get it.
No, it's not an adult joke. It's just, there are a few adult jokes that are kind of
Well,
funny.
They have to do that to keep the parents coming back.
Yes, they do. But the banana thing is just a very childish thing. Their favorite thing is banana.
Okay.
You know, so far, this whole show's been very childish.
All right.
It has.
You're very childish.
It's always fun, though.
Except for Alexander's Auto Care.
Absolutely. Take your car there.
But the but we do get to see the transition from Minions when they were like the dawn of time or whatever.
Yeah.
So they you know, they've always been looking for a master, so a dinosaur, an abominable snowman, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of stuff is cool. Again, it's just a silly movie. I enjoyed it. Thumbs up for Minions.
Oh, but great stuff.
But as
great
we're going to hear from our sound bites in our next segment, the language is actually, since they've had all these masters that, you know, Alexander the Great and all the, you know, all these different bosses,
yeah,
they've learned their language by traveling the globe.
Okay.
So when good you're stuff. Watching Minions, listen, because every once in a while you'll hear an English word like banana, but then you'll hear como está.
Okay, bien gracias.
Yeah, too. And you'll hear things like that. And what's happening?
Que pasó?
Yeah, they do that like two or three times in the movie. They go, que pasó? And, you know, so you listen to it, and it's actually real language. We'll hear more about that in our next segment. But I think first we need to hear a little bit from Frank Sinatra.
Okay, there we go.
Jingle Bells by Frank Sinatra. Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong with Frank. And, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July show. Stay tuned. We got some clips, sound bites from some of the stars from Minions right here at Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, doodle, laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.